If Republicans in Olympia get their way, all of us will be receiving a $100 check or up to $200 per family if we own vehicles. This is part of a proposal by State Representative April Connors to give some financial relief to the people who are struggling with the high price of gasoline, prices that are as high as they are because of policy choices that Democrats have made. Joining me on the line is the Republican from Kennewick, State Representative April Connors. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Take us through how this proposal came to be.
Well, as you might be well aware, we get a lot of emails when we're in the state legislature. And my email has been filled up this legislative session with people complaining about the price at the pump. And so in July, I started working with Representative Mary Dye, who is the head ranking member of the Energy and Environment Committee for the State House, and with our policy staff to go through ideas, what we could do to effectively give people back money in the state of Washington, money that is rightfully theirs because of this cap and trade program. So that is kind of how the bill started. We have gone through some iterations of it. As you said, right now it would be for the first payment would be kind of more the quickest we could get relief out, which would be $100 per registered vehicle owner, up to maybe $200 a family, maybe $300, depending on, you know, the individual owners in that house who have a vehicle registered. Mm-hmm. And then following that, starting in after receiving the initial July payment, registered vehicle owners would receive an annual check when they renew their vehicle tabs, as long as there is excess funding in the CCNA account as it was enacted. Because as you know, the estimate for this program was wildly inaccurate.
Well, was it inaccurate on purpose?
I do not know. But what I do know is with the amount of money that has come in, the state, we are not touching that program with the bill that we are doing, but we are giving any of the excess amount back to the drivers in the state of Washington.
Yeah, and it's just the reason why I asked that, it pushing this one issue aside for a moment, it always feels like we are told something that whenever it comes to finances is always wrong. We're told that, oh, so-and-so, it's only going to bring in X amount of dollars. We need to do more. We need more taxes. We need a capital gains tax. And then, of course, they pass it. And then we find out that their revenue forecast was off significantly, and they're going to bring in way more money than we were told. When you tell us that this gas tax will only do about 2 cents, or the carbon tax will only 2 cents, don't worry. And others are saying, whoa, 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 we're looking at the math. This is not true. And then, of course, the critics turn out to be correct. It just feels like this is always intentional.
Yeah, and that for me is hard to say because unfortunately I'm not sitting in the seat of writing policy that can always be passed in the state of Washington because I'm in the minority. But we do seem to be continually inflating our budget in Washington state. As you know, it was over $72 billion this year, and it's not sustainable. And what's really not sustainable are people's personal transportation budgets right now. I have had a lot of comments back from my constituents, especially with a poll that I did on my last newsletter that, you know, people are foregoing vacations, they are struggling at the grocery store, and so we have to figure out a way how to give relief back to the people because ultimately this is their money, and we need to find proposals to return it to them.
With one exception on the Senate side with Mark Mullett, I have not heard a single Democrat express any interest in this issue at all. Do you get the sense that you're going to have any Democrat supporters here?
Well, like you said, with what Mullett has done with his proposal, it is one person that at least on the Democrat side has also indicated that they would like to give some of the money back to folks. What I would like to do, and the reason we started this bill so early, Jason, was that we want people to contact their legislators mm-hmm. and tell them that they want relief. And we get there and we get more Democrats on board when we fill their inboxes. And so I would recommend that people get on your email, go to ledge.wa.gov, research, put your address in, see who is your local legislator, and tell them that you need relief. We need relief now. And I think that's how we start getting the conversation to happen. And I haven't specifically reached out to my Democratic colleagues yet. We just launched this bill today. Like I said, we've been working on it for a while, but we were trying to keep, you know, under wraps as we do in the state house on what we're doing. But I will be. I have some good relationships on the other side of the aisle that I worked very hard to get last year and work on last year. And so I will be reaching across the aisle and trying to get support and see if we can't get some Democrats on this bill to help sponsor it as well.
Well, fingers crossed. Again, folks, it really doesn't take more than a couple minutes to email your representatives. It really doesn't. And they do read the email. They might end up dismissing your email. And if that happens, just make sure you keep that feeling of being dismissed in mind come election season. So you're not only not voting for them, you're voting for their opponent, but you're actually doing more in the community to make sure that they get booted from office. Because if they're not going to represent us, then they shouldn't be in a position to represent us. It's really that simple. I appreciate the work that you're doing here, and obviously we would like to see it move forward. We'll continue to put some pressure on Democrat lawmakers. We've been talking with Republican lawmaker April Connors. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rantz Show. When we come back, it's time for The Big Local.